God, as I look at Peter's life, show me how he became someone who followed you so fearlessly and wholeheartedly. And do in me what you did in him. Week 8, Day 2. I start by pausing and taking some deep breaths. As I breathe in, I think of the cares of my day. And as I breathe out, I consciously put those cares in your hands, God. God, I remember you are here, and so I prepare myself to meet with you. Thank you, God, that the Bible is your living word. As I listen, please speak to me through it. Holy Spirit, I'm listening for a word or phrase that you might want to say to me today.
Matthew chapter 26, verse 69 to 75. Now Peter was sitting out in the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him. "You also were with Jesus of Galilee," she said. But he denied it before them all. "I don't know what you're talking about," he said. Then he went out to the gateway, where another servant girl saw him and said to the people there, "This fellow was with Jesus of Nazareth." He denied it again with an oath. "I don't know the man." After a while, those standing there went up to Peter and said, "Surely you're one of them. Your accent gives you away." Then he began to call down curses and he swore to them, "I don't know the man." Immediately a rooster crowed. Then Peter remembered the word Jesus had spoken. "Before the rooster crows, you will disown me 3 times. And he went outside and wept bitterly.
Write down anything you feel the Holy Spirit has revealed to you, pausing the recording if you need to. As we listen to this account of Peter's actions following Jesus' arrest, we can almost hear the fear in his voice, and we can imagine the doubt and confusion that must have been going through his mind as he tries to make sense of what has happened. When God's plan seems not to match our prayers and hopes, and he's not there for us in the way we expect, it's so easy to act out of fear like Peter did. God, please reveal to me the ways that I act out of fear rather than faith in you. Thank you, God, for revealing to me the ways I try to make my life work apart from you. I know that you don't just point these things out and then say, "Fix them yourself." The answers are in you. As I finish this time, I say yes to you. I say yes to what you've revealed to me through your word, and I say yes to anything you're asking me to do. Father, help me to trust you. Jesus, help me to live like you. And Holy Spirit, help me to recognize your voice. Amen.